Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 20 September 2021. Ooh, you're in for a good lineup this week. You're in for a good lineup this week. Tonight's guest is Glenn Parnum. And you all know, if you've heard him before, you just have to, just stay tuned. Tomorrow night we're going to have Stan Dale on. We're going to be discussing what's happening over in the Canary Islands right now. Oh, yeah, and he knows because that's what he does. He follows this information always. So tomorrow night we're going to learn a little more about what's happening in Canary Islands. And is the East Coast really in danger? And Wednesday night, about everybody's favorite out there, one of the favorites, along with Glenn, is Deborah Tavares will be joining us. So great lineup this week. Next week we already have Dr. Carrie Madej lined up. And so we're really blessed to have guests like we have tonight. I've known Glenn now for several years. He's been as steady and as rock steady as you can be and everything he's tried to tell us. Before we go to our guest, though, make mention again, we do still have the T-shirts available. And I hope you enjoy them. I know people get them, really love them. I hope everybody's enjoying them and use them as a witness. I wore mine all day today. The No Fear T-shirts with the lion standing amongst a flock of sheep. You have masks on, the lion doesn't. Right below that says 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now that T-shirt is a witness. And believe me, people do look at it. It's very sharp. I guess you call it royal blue. I'm not sure. But it's a beautiful color. Both men and women like it. I like it very much. So anyway, it's available for $24.95 delivered to your door. I'll make mention of this too. We still have the 2-for-1 special, REM Sleep and Tranquil. You can get one of each, or two of either one of them, for the price of two for the price of one, basically. 2-for-1 right now, still on sale. If you want it, all you have to do is call us at 800-777-4403, or if you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. We have got another batch of the Once Saved, Always Saved books in, the one that discredits that lie, very much discredits it. We have them available for $5, folks. I got them for nothing. I'm covering postage and handling, $5 delivered to your door. If you have friends who are caught up in this fallacy, this little book by Pastor Matt Tiemann could make a big difference in their lives for eternity. And I did a teaching this past Saturday. If you didn't get to hear it, I'm going to offer you a deal on this because I did a teaching. That sounds awful to say a deal. I'm going to offer it to you because I think it's important. I did a teaching that in all my years preaching, well over 40 years, I never ever thought along the way I'd be preaching a message entitled A Time of War. I said it. A Time of War. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty on deciding how we're going to stand. We're going to slide into the concentration camps. We're going to slide in, give her away to the so-called doctors who want to jab you with a pus-filled shot of all kinds of garbage in it, folks. I mean, it's got graphene oxide in it. Graphene oxide is used to make computer chips. Think about this. A time of war is an hour-long teaching. And I never thought I'd give that teaching, but folks, I took the Bible, obviously. I took our history, and I taught what our founders would have done themselves, but they would have done it years and years ago. On our watch, they've slaughtered 75 million children. They've legalized sodomy and lesbianism under our watch. No, we're not righteous people, folks. If we were, we wouldn't let this happen. But now we're getting down to the line. How much further are you going to back up? When Biden says he's losing his patience with us is growing thin, don't you think we said, my friend, our patience has run out for you? A time of war, it's not for new Christians. It's meat. It's real meat for men and women of God who want the truth. $10 delivered to your door in DVD or CD, your choice. It's real meat. So, if you got enough nerve to watch it, and please, if you're a brand new Christian, consider it before you buy it, because it's straightforward and right to the point. If you've been going to a 501c3 mammy pammy church, this will scare the socks off of you. And it's Bible, but I guarantee your pastor has never told you this, preached this sermon to you. I guarantee he hasn't. So let's get back to your guest now. Our guest now is Glenn Parnham. And Glenn Parnham has been a friend of ours on this ministry for a long time. And I respect this man highly for what he's trying to do. His dedication to helping people and telling the truth to the point that I'm sure he makes some people mad. I'm proud of him for doing that. He has absolutely been straightforward and honest with everybody he's dealt with. And it's an honor to have Glenn Parnham tonight. Glenn, are you there?
I am here, Pastor. And never in the number of years I've been doing your show is your theme song more appropriate.
Amen.
Or the sermon that you just gave. Anybody who calls themselves a Christian who is sitting on the sidelines right now is going to pay the price.
Yes, they are.
And if they don't get educated with some wisdom, they need to pray for it every day, okay? They need to understand that everything, and I underline the word everything, capital letters, that they're hearing on the controlled media, I don't care where they're hearing it from, is an absolute satanic lie. Everything about the so-called vaccine, everything about the masks. Okay, I have been director of research for international health here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Still a little warm for 32 years, and have been a specialist with advanced studies in infectious diseases for 28 years. So I guarantee you I have formed relationships. And some of the people you're having on, Stan Deo is phenomenal. We'll touch a little bit on that island. Deborah Tavares, I know Deborah. But people need to get and pray for wisdom. There is a spirit of deception. And our Lord, our Messiah, said, be careful that no one deceives you. And he said it more than once. And I talk, I do consultations, free consultations, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. Used to do them 12, 14 hours a day, but now I've cut back. I'm 71 years old. In fact, 71 years ago today, God kissed me on the cheek and said, I'll see you when you get back. Okay.
Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I don't celebrate them anymore. I haven't for years.
I understand that. I try to ignore mine, too. I just had one, turned 73. But people won't let me forget.
Well, it's a wonderful day when you finally know the true creator of the universe and his Messiah, you know, the birthday, the day that we came out of the mother's womb, is a very important day. It didn't happen by accident. Nothing happens by accident. But if I can encourage people to do anything, please pray for wisdom. James 1 says that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That you have to understand when you say we are in a war, we are in a full-fledged, okay, war for our families, okay, for our nation. Our nation is disintegrating right in front of us. That's why I still do consultations. The sick care system, the health care system, okay, I go over to a very large hospital twice a week and have a little teaching session. So I know nurses and doctors and what is going on with the whole system, because the powers that be, the satanic administration, and it certainly doesn't have anything to do with that person who is being called the president. He's not. He's a figurehead.
Yes, he is.
He's run behind the scenes by lots of people, primarily Obama, okay? But the point being, they are at an all-out attack mode against any of what we call Christian, anyone with any morals, who wants to go against any wholesale killing, who wants to stay healthy. That's why, you know, if any of your listeners are dealing with any health challenges, please call me at my research office. Now, we're on the West Coast, so we're 3 hours behind the East Coast right now. 480-429-0021. If you get the voicemail, leave your name and number, the best time to call you back, what state you're in, and I'll give you a call. But please, the most important thing is to take a step back. Everybody's life is busy, okay? And there's more things to be busy at that they're throwing at us with all of the smartphones and all the technology. But it is so vital. I don't care if you're single, okay? You need to step back and take quiet time every day and just ask the Creator, what do you want me to do? Well, I want to be in the center of your will. Nothing else matters. I mean, what could possibly matter more now than hearing and knowing that you're going to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant? Because, and very unfortunately I say this, Pastor, most of the so-called Christians, because I do a lot of Christian radio shows, not all of them, I've done radio for 28 years, not all of them are what we would call Christian-based, but 95% of them are. So when somebody calls me for a consultation, I always ask them, you know, where are you spiritually? You know, we'll get the age, and we'll get your height and weight, and what the doctors are saying that you're dealing with as far as the disease state. But I always ask them now, and I've kind of moved it up the list of what's important. I said, where are you spiritually? Well, I'm a Christian. I said, well, we'll see, okay? And I always get permission from them to speak the truth in love, because they're not hearing it at their churches.
That's
and most
true.
Of them, most of them, unfortunately, turn out to be what I term Matthew 7 Christians. If your listeners haven't read Matthew 7 recently, please do, okay? Pray about it, okay? Because everything going on in the world right now can be summed up in not only understanding Matthew 7, but then for protection, Psalms 91. Everything going on. He gives us a promise in Psalms 91. You know, the angels, he'll give his angels charge over you. No plague will hit your household. But we are going to see 1,000 people die at one side and 10,000 on the other. And mentally, I don't know if people are ready for that. And it's, you know, we may see it. You mentioned about that island that Stan Dale is going to talk about. We'll talk about that in a minute. But everything in Psalms 91 needs to be personalized every day because it brings you comfort. And then when things get overwhelming, and trust me, I know you feel like this at times too, that, I mean, look at what's happening in the world. The insanity, the deliberate collapse of our world economy into hyperinflation, food prices. I feel so sorry for people who are on fixed incomes, okay, seeing the food prices and the gas prices and everything just going through the roof. Is it in God's word? Yep. Is it all been prophesied in God's word? Yes. Is it coming at us like a freight train? Yes. So when things tend to get a little overwhelming, again, you've got to sit down, okay, if the weather's nice where you're at. We're just now leaving what's called the monsoons out here, where it's extremely hot and humid, into the, you know, for the next 8 months, when the weather finally breaks, we'll have 8 months of the most beautiful weather anywhere in the country. But Psalms number 2, where he says he holds these people in derision. He's laughing at them. None of what's happening is catching our Creator by surprise. But it's very important that when things get overwhelming, I can't pay my bills, I can't do this, this is happening, and it keeps piling up, and the stress and the pressure, you need to sit down, relax, open up the Word of God, and understand Psalms 2 brings me great comfort. Psalms 91, okay, but you have to personalize it. He will give his angel charge over Glenn's house, and no plague will come near it, okay? Because are we going through a physically shooting war? Yes. Look what we did in Afghanistan. That's only a sample of what's coming. The insanity, we are bringing in terrorists into this country, and we're calling them, you know, Afghanis and stuff like that. The Biden administration and the people behind it, you are going to see a full-fledged, okay, attack by terrorists. We left $80 billion worth of equipment, military equipment over there, okay? And I have friends and colleagues in the military and in the munitions business, and millions and millions and millions of rounds of ammunition, Black Hawk helicopters, for the picture I saw as far as the eye could see. Okay, so they are completely armed. We're going to war, just as God's word says over here. Thank God that we have a big pushback with this jab, this toxic mark of the beast, okay, bioweapon that has never been a vaccine. Nothing about this fake pandemic. Well, people are dying, Glenn. How can you call it a fake pandemic? It's a biological weapon that was released by China and whatever organizations who run the world. Look what it has accomplished, okay? There is no vaccine for it, and now they're going after every age group. They want to stick that in our children, 5 to 11 years old. Oh, my God. And if you have not gotten familiar with everything going on about the vaccine and the big pushback by doctors, if people will call me, Pastor, and okay. if they have an email, I have over 800 articles saved that I can, you know, and I would never send anybody that many. It would overwhelm them. But top scientists, doctors, pushing back against absolute lies. And I'm telling you now, everything you hear on the media is nothing but vaccines, wears mask mandates. Go ahead, Pastor.
I was going to say, I do want to share this very quickly. I had a call from a gentleman I hadn't talked to for years. Matter of fact, I've forgotten his name and who he was. Just call him James from out of state. And he said I led him back to Christ years ago, and he didn't know it, realize I was still on the radio, but he found out and called me. He's a doctor. He sent me some headlines here. Now, you know they're putting graphene oxide in the shots, right?
Of course. There's so many videos of what that does in the body.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to share a few headlines here of what else it's used for. Now, folks, listen to this. Graphene oxide. Ferret hybrid framework as enhanced broadband absorption in gigahertz frequency. That's what it does. Battery-free wireless RFID sensor from graphene oxide for Internet of Things applications. So you make a wireless RFID made from graphene oxide. Fabrication and characterization of graphene antenna for low cost and environmentally friendly RFID tags. Let that sink in, folks. It's right out. This is all documented. Got one more, I think, here. Or maybe two. Functionalized graphene oxide serves as a novel vaccine nano adjuvant for robust stimulation of cellular immunity. Graphene oxide dielectric permittivity at GHG and its applications for wireless humidity sensing. Fabrication, as I said, I got this twice. This is important. Fabrication and characterization of graphene antenna for low cost and environmentally friendly RFID tags. Now, shouldn't I tell us something, Glenn, what this stuff will do, why and why they're doing it?
Well, the 5G technology, and China already has 6G, the frequencies from that. I have articles on this from the very beginning of this fake pandemic, okay, of live blood cells, of what so-called COVID was doing to blood. It cuts off the oxygen, okay? It's called oxygen transfer to the hemoglobin. Published medical studies. Now, we can go a long time without food. In fact, Yahweh's word says, not if we fast, when we fast. Going without food has definite health benefits. We can go 3 or 4 days without water, hold your breath, and see how long you go without oxygen. Well, at the very beginning of this, there were scientists coming out. I've got the articles. I've got the live blood cell analysis showing what this bioweapon, okay, does to human blood, okay, that it cuts off the oxygen transfer to the hemoglobin. Well, what does that mean? It means it's just like, why do people think and look at the number of, I don't know if they're under an insanity, what's going on with people, but some of the numbers I'm reading, 45% of the people polled think wearing a mask is imperative. Let me tell you something, people. A dime store mask, I don't care if it's a medical N95, thinking that is going to stop a viral biological weapon is being as stupid as thinking a chain link fence is going to stop mosquitoes from getting into your yard. You have to go back, and this is where you pray for wisdom. If you wear a mask, if you force your children to wear a mask, this is so bad with children and oxygen supply to the brain, it's causing permanent brain damage in children. And if you go back in history, who was forced to wear masks? Slaves, to show subservience. Still goes on now with Islamic women wearing that thing over their face. There is no mask that will protect you. I have hundreds of emails, okay, about the mask. And it's common sense, but if you have been blinded by this age of satanic lies, well, what are we supposed to do, Glenn? They're making them, you know, mandatory in some places. There is a website. We sell them. They're called Fake Mask USA, okay, .com is their website. Looks like a regular mask, but it's mesh. It doesn't stop any oxygen from flowing into your body. And around here when they started to mandate masks, okay, I said, let's test it. So I got some of them, okay, and walked into the stores. Okay, now this is a mask. It looks real, but it doesn't block any oxygen. Nobody said anything. Okay, Fake Mask USA, or call us at International Health. They're like $10. Okay, but you do not want to cut off any oxygen, especially in your children. And it is such a delight to see the school boards really getting pushed back against by educated parents. You make a child wear a mask? Terrible.
Hang on through the break, Glenn. Hang on through the break. Folks, back at the break. A lot more to talk about.
Hold on.
And we'll take phone calls next half hour, too, maybe if we have time, at 844-769-2944.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back, and we're talking to Glenn Parnum tonight of International Health. And you do need, if you have any questions, do feel free to email him or give him a call at 480-429-0021. The man is busy. You can tell tonight he's hoarse. He's been talking to people for the last week, trying to warn people, trying to uplift them, but also exhort them to do what's right. Because we're heading in some very, very perilous times. I mean, very perilous times. And Glenn, we got a lot more to talk about tonight. I do want to talk about the Canary Islands. But also, you mentioned during the break, if you don't mind sharing with the people, that you have a friend who will say he's a rather large farmer who's been sharing with you. Would you like to share some of the stories?
United States literally owns hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of food-producing farms. And if anybody understands the rudimentary understanding of how farms work, you know, farmers borrow money at the beginning of the season to buy the seeds and to buy the fertilizers and to get the seeds in the ground, do what's necessary to grow the food. Then when harvest time comes and they sell the food, that's when they pay back the bank. This man has a $500 million line of credit. That's how big he is. And I talk to him every week. And the stories that he's telling me, if I didn't know that God's Word talks about famine, it's coming. It's already started.
Yes, it is.
It's already started. But if I didn't know that, the stories he's telling me would scare me down to my pants. Okay? There's a new fungus that is attacking leafy plants. The USDA can't even get it under control. Gee, we haven't heard a word about that on the controlled media, because all they're busy doing is pushing the vaccine that changes the DNA. And I do have to bring this up, because I've talked to so many quote-unquote professing Christians who felt so pressured they got the vaccine and are sick. and or who are being told by their pastor. And let me just say this with as much love and understanding as I can. If you are a pastor of the church and you tell your members to get the vaccine, you are going to burn in hell. Okay? Anyone who takes the vaccine. Now, I'm not God, and God is all merciful. It is very clear with what is being discovered that has been going on in this country for decades upon decades upon decades. The evilness of the child, the raping of children, okay? And it puts a chemical in their blood called adrenochrome. And the people who rape them, kill them, drink their blood. It's the most powerful drug in the world. But that's just on a long list. God should have burnt up the United States decades ago for our sin. But in his mercy is new every day. He's getting a little impatient, okay? But when we go back into his word, there's only one time in history where he destroyed the earth. And the churches don't talk about it. And that's back in Genesis. And Genesis 6 is the primary chapter where Satan, Hasatan, our enemy, sent the fallen angel to earth. They had sex with earth women, trying to create a new DNA bloodline to stop the Messiah. Well, God said, nope, can't let it happen. And when you read the words about Noah, and the first time I read them, Noah and his family, that just means seven other people, were perfect in their generation. Yeah, I said, what does that mean? Had to look it up. They were the only eight people left on planet Earth whose DNA had not been corrupted and changed by the fallen angel technology that not only created the Nephilim, but everything we read in history, you know, about half horse, half man, you know, Greek mythology, Hercules, the giants. That's all real, people. That all happened, okay? But the reason God had to destroy the earth was that the DNA of everyone on planet Earth had been corrupted. So my question is, did Satan retire? No. Has Satan been working on that evil for century upon century upon century? Yep. Genetically modified foods. Genetically modified this. So now, the satanic leaders of the world have convinced us naive, and I call them stupid, mostly ignorant, Christians, to let a needle be placed in our arm that literally changes the DNA of our bloodline. Now, the only question I don't know, or the only answer I don't know, is when we stand before God, is he going to see us as a human being or as a Nephilim? I don't know.
Yeah, very good point. Or as they call us, transhumans. Are we being changed in the machines? Now that's what's happening. And the same doctor told you about that earlier in the program. Also told me that he did some experiments in his room with his private practice. People got the vaccines. He would take a refrigerator magnet and he could pinpoint with that magnet where the shot was. He didn't ask the patients first. He said, "Let me find it and you tell me." Also, he went into the room and he went into the room. He took a cell phone in with him. Left him outside first. Took it inside. That patient's arm started itching. And then hurting, and then burning, and in that location where the shot was, it was he took the temperature of that piece of flesh. It was a degree warmer than the rest of the body.
Well, there's so many strange things going on with people. They're lying. Hundreds of thousands of people are dying a week.
That's true.
Okay, But, you know, the media, owned and controlled by the satanic forces of the world, all they is listen to the news. Fact. Get the fact. And we're mandating. It's already spreading around the world. Okay? So the point being, build your immune system. If you start to get a lot of pressure from people to do it, I can send you enough information. And, you know, it's really none of their business. If
no,
you
it
have,
isn't.
But the government is making it their business, okay? And the things that are coming, you know, whether or not it turns out to be the actual mark of the beast, but pretty soon you're not going to be able to buy or sell anything unless you have some kind of certification that you took it. But I can help people get around that, okay? But just quickly, we need to pray for the United States. We need to pray for the East Coast. You don't hear anything on it, but this island, Las Palmas, and I know you're going to have Stan Deo. Listeners,
yes.
Do not miss Stan Deo tomorrow night. But if and when, it's already, they've been warning about this for a long time, that this volcanic island, that if it was to start having, being active again, it's been dormant for like 40 or 50 years. It ain't anymore. And the chunk, it's already, there's videos all over the internet of the volcanic activity starting, the lava coming out. But, well, what's that got to do with the east coast of the United States? This island is 700 miles off the coast of Africa. And the top volcanic experts in the world have said over and over, there have been prophetic visions that when it erupts, not if, when, half of the island will tear apart, fall into the Atlantic Ocean, create a tsunami wave that will travel across the Atlantic Ocean at about 500 miles an hour and hit the east coast of the United States with anywhere between 200 to 300 feet tall tsunami.
Now, folks, you're not making it up. That's going to go all the way up down the east coast, clear down in South America along the east coast. It
yep.
will wipe out at least, I would say, a fourth of the population in the United States, because most of the people live right on the East Coast. I'm on the western
yep.
side of the Allegheny, so we're safe. But I'm going to tell you now, if you're along the coast, you might want to pay close attention. If this does happen, you only got about 7 hours to get out of there
exactly.
and get across the mountains, which is kind of iffy. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I tell people they should have a to-go bag. And one thing that they, just in case they do get trapped, and we talked about the food, that's just common sense. We know the famine has started. What's more important than food? Water. Water, 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 water. Your body starts dying 3 to 4 days without water. And the water is not going to be drinkable. It ain't going to come out of the tap. There are water filters out there. I know you have some. That
yes.
It is imperative. Every nook and cranny of your dwelling should be filled with gallons of bottled water. Now, bottled water is toxic with the chemicals that they have put in it, but you run it through a good water filter. But let me tell you, okay, the water will be turned off. The food is becoming so expensive. This all matches up with God's word. This is not some wild-eyed nutcase saying, oh,
no,
you,
no.
I've heard
well,
this
to back up what you're saying very quickly, I shared this with on Melly's Hedges program, I think earlier today or Friday. A doctor friend of mine called from North Kansas City School District, had three vendors that supplied food for the children, for the students. They canceled,
yep.
they had to cancel the contract because they couldn't find the food. So the schools are scrambling trying to find food. Folks, the food shortage has already started. When they can't find food for schools, that should make you wonder how long before it hits you right where you live. Well, it's going to hit us hard. Go ahead, Lynn.
And there's pictures all over the Internet, empty shelves. You know, some areas of the country are semi-fine, but it's coming. Now, are we supposed to live in fear? No. Okay, God's word casts out fear. That's what's so important about understanding Psalms 2. Okay, Psalms 91. Give me one warring angel to protect my household and my city, and we're fine. Okay, but I talked to too many Christians, quote unquote. That's why I call them Matthew 7. Many will come to me in that day, and didn't we do all these wonderful works in your name? Actually did miracles. What does Jesus say to them? I never knew you. And then he tells them why. Because they didn't walk in his Torah and follow the instruction manual. We're not saved by the law, but we have to understand that, we have to walk according to his word, okay, no fear, because worst case scenario, if we physically die, so what? I'm not afraid of physically dying, because I never die. I go from this physical body into my eternal body. But if you have family that you're concerned about, and children and grandchildren, see, I don't care about me anymore. At 71 years of age, it's my children and grandchildren who will never grow up in America that you and I grew up in, Pastor Butch. That America is gone forever.
Always and forever, yes.
Yep, yes. And there's an economic crisis brewing that coming out of China. I mean, if you make a list of the things that are happening in the world, if somebody doesn't know that, hey, that's all in God's word, they'd be terrified. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I just tell them, get into God's word. A wise man sees what's coming and prepares. Everybody has different resources. Okay? You get as much food and water and preparation as you can. Not be selfish with it. You know, what if you can help somebody accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior because they're hungry, and you give them a meal.
And I will say this. We said this in the past. You said it. I've said it. The time has already started and people are starting to ask questions to me because we've been saying this on radio for years and they're looking for answers. And Christ, of course, is the answer for all things in a person's individual life. But they want to know the truth and folks are starting to come and seek it from sources they've heard before. We better take a phone call. We're running out of time here because, folks, this is beyond the word serious. There's no words I can use in my vocabulary to make you understand where we are. When I preach a sermon at a time of war, it's serious. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in. Welcome.
So you remind me of one thing I always say all the time is, from the flora, fauna, fishes, and fowls of candy, dying food, old man.
Yes, right. That's right.
Yeah, so, about last month, the 15th of last month, I think I told you this, Butch, it was the 50th anniversary, which happened to be the golden anniversary of Nixon severing the last ties of the dollar gold, and that's what began the petrodollar.
That's right. That did happen 50 years ago. Yeah, I remember that. Yes, I do.
Yeah, but you know what else, what happened, if I've heard correctly, I think the 23rd of last month, Russia and Saudi Arabia in particular, and maybe some of the other, Arab oil sheikhs, they signed a protection of mutual protection pact because they looked at America and said, hey, we can't trust them to defend us anymore. But you know what that happened to be the anniversary of? The Molotov von Ribbentrop, pact between Hitler and, you know, and Stalin, which instigated World War II.
History is repeating itself.
I would say, you know, another thing I've been hearing, I don't know how you think about, the Eastern Orthodox churches, Glenn, but I think Mount Athos and Cyprus and, you know, a lot of the, you know, the monks who are, you know, praying their mystic, they've been really emphasizing, say, do not take this vaccine. Because they say it's not the mark of the beast, but it's predisposed. Letting people
it's
be
a precursor to it.
It's too close for comfort. It's way too close for comfort. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yep. Well, they're getting us conditioned. Yeah. So, yep, anybody who takes it, I wouldn't want to be them when they stand before Yahweh. And,
no way.
Yeah, nope. You don't take it. You don't have to wear the mask. There's organizations all over the country pushing back against this very hard with big lawsuits, okay? And different religions are finally waking up to the lies. Look what's called Christian nowadays. You know, on our watch, we allowed 75 million babies to be slaughtered.
That's right.
Yeah, sure, that God just keeps winking at that. Well,
yeah, he doesn't really care.
When he balances the scales, that means 75 million Americans have to die. Well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate the input.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I mean, thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate it. Let's go very quickly to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
I don't know if you guys have heard or if you saw my email, but Project Veritas has a federal whistleblower. That
yep.
is giving an interview, and it's supposed to air, well, it's first time at 8 o'clock Eastern, which you were on, so I didn't listen right away. But that's supposed to be a two-part thing. So we're going to get some information right out of the government.
There are so many whistleblowers coming forward. Okay, God is working on their heart. They know the truth. I see hundreds of nurses and doctors every week when I go over to teach, okay? And it's going to be very interesting because they've been given the mandate by, and this is the largest hospital network in Arizona, Banner Desert, that as of November 1st, they have to have taken the vaccine. And most of them are now at the point of saying, excuse me, it's not going to happen, okay? And they aren't going to quit. They're going to allow them to be fired so they can collect unemployment. But trust me, 50% of the whole nursing staff, which is who runs the hospital, you know, the doctors may be, you know, MD after their name. It's the nurses who run things, and they're going to tell the hospital, F you, we're not going to do it, and if you don't like it, fire us.
There are some hospitals already understaffed to the point they're turning away patients.
Yep, yep.
That's very true.
They're pulling in the National
else,
Guard.
Jan?
They're pulling
Pardon?
In the National Guard and the students, the medical students and the student nurses into some of these hospitals across the country.
Yeah, they're running out of help.
National Guardsmen in Oregon, Ohio, just all over the country. National Guardsmen are being called up to go into the hospitals because of the shortage of
nurses. We're going to physical war. Exactly.
You heard the sermon Saturday. You heard the sermon Saturday, Jan.
Yeah.
A time of war. That's where we are. Jan, right out of time. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hate to say that, but we are about there. I just got information, too, Glenn. When Biden put his so-called speech on the air and said his patience is growing thin with us, the ABC asked people to send him, flood him with information about people they knew who died of COVID. Instead, they got 39,000 people angry responses of people who died from the vaccine. They got 39,000 responses, but not pro vaccine. And they said these people, my family did not die from COVID. They died from the vaccine. 39,000 replies immediately.
Well, the city of Detroit did something similar, and they got 186,000 responses. People are angry. They're pushing back. They're waking up. But that's why I tell people, in your prayer time, and nothing is more important now, pray for wisdom. Pray for the understanding, because the deception that is filling the world, the insanity, people's minds are going absolutely nuts. Okay? No credible thinking. People I have known for years, you try to talk to them now, and they took the vaccine, and their mind is just deteriorating. It's like their brain. Their brain is melting. It's so sad, but that's the reality of the world we live in. It's not about fear. It's about knowing the future. It's already been predetermined, and just praying for it to be in the center of God's will, and he'll protect us and provide, okay? And the whistleblowers, as Jan said, are coming forward. So here it is.
Amen. Folks, I don't know what else you can say. I don't know what else to say to anybody. We told you the truth tonight, as we always try to do.
Yep.
Call and talk to Glenn in person at 480-429-0021. And I can tell by his voice, he's hoarse, he's been talking a lot. And I can tell you, folks, what a little bit I do. I don't near as much as Glenn does, but sometimes you get tired of talking.
Yep.
I mean, you really do. You think, well, nobody's listening. But then you find out some people are listening. And we're doing our best by the grace of God and for his glory to reach all that we can as soon as we can. I promise you, this fall, this winter is going to be one heck of a winter. I don't know what's going to come out of it. I'm not prophesying anything. I see it coming. Only an idiot couldn't see it coming. When you can't feed school children, folks, you know something's coming. Glenn, we're out of time. Anything you want to say for about 10 seconds? Go ahead.
Well, just I love you, brother, and keep up the good work. Be the watchman on the wall that you were called to be, and we'll both do the same thing and look forward to
talking
to you.
All right, my friend. Take care. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with our guest, Stan Deo. Don't want to miss it. Have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.